Chapter 8. The Journey Begins. The sound of the screen door on the front porch closing behind us marked the end of a chapter in each of our lives. I glanced over my shoulder at the sound of the door closing as it returned to its rightful place. Normal was a thought that crossed my mind. Yes, that screen door had been opened and closed thousands of times before this morning. The wood was well worn where the spring caressed it with each and every opening. If only I could be as faithful as that old spring that pulled the screen door back in place with each opening, Carter thought to herself. Carter noticed that Jimmy was deep in thought as she left the house. As Carter stepped off the front porch, she had a sense that this time that familiar thump of the screen door was different. Yes, Terry and Jimmy had run out of that door with such speed on many a summer's day, now long lost in the sands of time. They would be well on their way around the house before it closed. As Carter stared at the door, only for a brief moment, she felt that the door, the house, and all that was familiar were saying goodbye. Her heart was full of the memories of this farm. As she considered what lay before them, sadness swept over her. This sadness was similar, yet different, from the sadness that they had experienced at the memorial service. In quiet contemplation, the weight of what lay ahead on this journey caused every fiber in Carter's body to react. Although Kaylin, Carter, Matthew, and Jimmy were now friends, they had never been on an adventure together, especially one like the cave. Jimmy could see it in their eyes. He pondered, "They looked to me as the experienced cave guy. If the truth was known, I am probably more nervous than they are." He continued to think to himself, "My experience, if you want to call it that, lasted only a moment in time when I was a teenager. Had it not been for Grandmommy's being alert to the King's warning and warfare prayers along with Granddaddy's wit and experience, that day may have ended differently." The henchmen that ruled this mountain were not like any we had encountered before. I do not recall any teachings in the war manual about this type of henchman. During our preparations on Saturday, while we were enjoying the King's presence, we had a sense that there was not only one, but two powerful henchmen in the cave. What was Zapato's instructions? He said that we were to remove the rogue henchmen from this mountain? Rogue henchmen? I knew well the power and evil of Lord Reason's henchmen. But a rogue henchman was something I had not heard of before. If only I had thought to inquire about this when Zapato was here. Just as a team of Marine Corps raiders on a night mission, the four of us walked in silence as we headed past the barn to the mouth of the cave. The Marine Corps raiders are known by the acronym MARSOC, Marine Special Operations Command. From the news on TV as well as the movies, you may have most likely heard of the U.S. military special operation forces like the Navy SEALs, Delta Force, or the Green Beret, due to their low profile and that they have not been around but a handful of years. The Marine Corps Special Ops Unit is not well known, but nonetheless, very good at what they do. As Carter started up the side of the mountain, she said, "I did not know that this mountain was so large. I've never walked up here with a pack on before." As she looked at Kaylin, she noticed, "We're going to feel like ants once we are inside." Jimmy shared what he recalled reading in an article titled, "Is Splunking Dangerous?" He continued, "The article went on to say that exploring a cave can be safe, providing that you have the right knowledge to make it safe. The point being made was that exploring a cave safely required you to be a thinker, to be engaged in the moment, notice your surroundings, and prepare for your next move, sort of like a game of chess. As we completed the final check of our gear, Jimmy ran over the checklist for items to take one more time, as well as some basic rules. We agreed to never be alone. For Kaven, I've heard that 3 was a magic number, the absolute minimum number for a safe trip. There are 4 of us. Each of us has 3 independent light sources, along with extra bulbs, batteries, and waterproof matches. We were wearing the proper clothing and had additional clothing packed. We even purchased hard hats with LED lamps attached. Once we were confident our gear was intact, we held hands as we worshiped the king. It was important that we fanned the flame each of us had received from Prince Shai. We were ready. Without any further delay, I asked Matthew to take the lead. Carter was to follow Matthew, and then Kaelin was next. I was the rear guard. We, a team of Lightbearer warriors, have a mission. Each of us has a critical part to play. End of chapter 8.